This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm encouraging you to protect what God has given you. Recently, I shared about the time that our Blues to Blessings website was hacked into. If you remember, when I called the hosting company that morning, I learned the devastating news. The site had been corrupted and all content had been lost. The good news is that God answered my prayer. The site was restored and no content ended up being lost. First, because of this experience, my belief in the power of prayer went to a whole new level. And second, I've learned to not only seek God's blessing, but to also understand the lesson. And I had to ask myself, what is God trying to teach you, Suzette, from this experience? And what came to me is that I need to protect what God has given me. When this incident first happened, all I could think about was 4 years of content gone. This is the content with which God inspired me, and I in turn seek to inspire you. Yet I didn't protect it. I had a very basic backup plan for the site. I didn't invest the time or money to explore other ways to protect God's gift to me. The good news is that I have now learned this lesson. And when I turn to the scriptures, I recall what Elizabeth did. After being barren all her life, when Elizabeth finally became pregnant with John the Baptist, she went into seclusion for 5 months. Elizabeth knew how to protect what God had given her. Has God blessed you with a gift that you could protect better? If so, remember these words: as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues of Blessings and subscribe to the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, protect His gifts.